News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. It's time for a second of two Behind the Badge segments. Of course, we talk each Friday morning with our friends over at the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. And we will do that again here this morning. We are going to talk about crash reconstruction. Should be a fairly interesting topic. And we're talking with Sergeant Ryan Zitlow this morning more about that. Sergeant Zitlow, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yourself? Good.
Pretty good. It's Friday. Certainly not going to complain about that. After, the snow we had this week, I think we're all looking forward to some more spring-like weather here. I guess snow showers are spring-like weather in Wisconsin, though, so we can't really be too surprised, can we?
Absolutely. After yesterday, we got a reality check, and I can say today I am actually going to be en route down to Florida for a week.
Well, there you go. You're escaping all the craziness of Wisconsin weather, so.
It'll be good, hopefully.
Well, thanks for taking some time to chat with us before you head out to Florida. We're going to talk about crash reconstruction, and I'm sure there's folks who've probably heard, about the crash reconstruction or crash investigation team that's part of the county sheriff's office, but maybe they don't know what it's all about. So let's just start with the basics. When you talk about crash reconstruction, what exactly is that? What all goes into crash reconstruction?
Crash reconstruction is a very complicated dynamic, and our crash investigation team here at the sheriff's office, we consist of one commander of that team who kind of oversees everything, and then you have myself, who is a certified crash reconstructionist. That's kind of the top of the line for the investigation for crashes. And then we also have four other individuals, members of our team from the sheriff's office, who are crash investigators. It kind of comes down to the difference, really, is just the amount of training that we've all had. Back in 2014, I attended some crash investigation schools up at Fort McCoy, at which time I received certification in those fields. Then going into 2015, I became a certified crash reconstructionist in the state. The difference is really, that between that investigator and that reconstructionist level, it's just a little bit more, we'll call it math-induced formulas that really take time, and you got to really look at the big picture of the scenes that we deal with that. It's more, we'll say, more computer work, so to say, now. Even from when I started in 2015 as a reconstructionist to today's date, just the computer programs have come such a long way. Going from when I started, we had to learn, and we did everything pen and paper. Kind of look at it as more pencil with a lot of the additions and divisions and multiplications that we had. You went through a lot of paper, but now it's kind of a little bit easier on us, we'll say, with the fact of the computer programs. Everything's kind of like formulated in now, these companies that are, pushing out these programs, and it's just a huge benefit to us, time-consuming. It was time-consuming, and now it's kind of dwindled down, but it's still, we do put a lot of time into them.
So in what cases would, say, the crash reconstruction team be utilized? Is it for every crash? Is it only for serious crashes? At what point is this effort or this group or these skills, this program that you talk about, when is that needed?
So we, as an office here, we obviously do investigate all crashes in our county and surrounding counties if we're mutual aid requested. But for the time frame of a crash investigation team coming out, we look more at kind of the serious injury crashes. Definitely, if there's a fatality, we do respond. That is a requirement per our policy that we go into. But It can vary, really. We're also, not even just responding, but we're utilized just by our normal patrol deputies who don't have this experienced training. They call all the time with questions, and we kind of walk them through stuff, but really, really our big responses are to those serious injury crashes as well as the fatalities.
So what are the basics of reconstructing a crash? Obviously, we could go into the finer nuts and bolts and math angles and computer points and stuff like that probably, but what are some of the basic things that, say you're investigating or reconstructing a crash, a serious crash, say on Highway 151 or whatever it may be, what are some key things that a reconstructionist looks for in a case like that?
And I can tell you, I mean, when I respond to a scene, as well as with another investigator, we always send two out just so that we got a second set of eyes on everything. But I always do an initial observation of the scene, just kind of get my feel of what I believe happened on the scene. And from there, I really dig into it, looking at the roadway. We're looking for tire marks on the roadway, gouging, which is where, any piece of metal or anything were to take a gouge out of the pavement of the roadway. Scuffing, paint transfer and stuff like that. And, if a vehicle does roll over, it's going to leave a mark on the roadway, whether it's from the roof of the vehicle, the side of the vehicle. If a tire blows out and the rim will dig into that pavement when it heats up. And that's kind of look at all that stuff. And then I have a talk with the deputies that initially responded. And we compare our notes and the evidence that's on the scene. From there, I put everything together and I make a scale diagram and type up a synopsis to the point of what my opinion is of what happened and took place on the scene.
What's the biggest challenge of doing that? Obviously, each crash is probably, its own kind of different animal, so to speak. Is there one big challenge of trying to reconstruct a scene? Does it kind of depend on the crash itself?
The crash itself is a big factor. I tell you, this day and age, huge tool for us is video cameras, people's cell phones, dash cams that, people have in their vehicles. If people are willing to turn that over to our office, I can really marry that up with what I have on the scene as evidence, and we can come to a 100% this is what happened conclusion.
I bet that's another big change from back, just even back to 2015, when you talk about, the changes in how you've had to do things from pencil and paper to now mostly on computers, even adding in that extra layer of, like a video or a security camera on or nearby a scene, that probably changes a lot of things too, right?
Absolutely. It's a big benefit. And for us, we stay as a neutral side, and it's an investigation for us. We don't pick sides, so we're trying to figure out what happened on the scene. And, if we can get that video from, we've gone to the point of Ring doorbells, camera systems on buildings and businesses and residences. And it really helps the investigation. And, if the general public is willing to provide us with that information, it just helps the case itself for everybody to know what happened and why it happened.
How much training goes into it? You talked a little bit about training before. You had to go through the training for the to be a crash investigator, but now you're the crash reconstructionist. What's the difference kind of in training, and what was kind of the things you had to learn from each kind of different level, so to speak?
That's where when you start something, you always start small, just in the basic, looking at tire marks on a roadway. That was the first course that I took, was tire marks. And that kind of pushes us into the points of, you can tell how fast somebody is going pretty close to by the striations, which would be the lines left on the roadway and the tire marks, and where the tire mark starts and where the tire mark ends. And then it just builds through the training. I think it was 5 weeks of training that I attended, and it just adds up from the tire marks to just general math, 2 + 2 = 4. Well, then we throw in equations of multiplication and division, and we'll lose you at the X, Y's, and Z's. And then we advance into, occupant kinematics, which is how occupants of a vehicle move inside when a vehicle is hit at a certain direction. And then kinetic energy, the force on force when two vehicles hit, if they were to hit so head on, or we'll call it as a T-bone fashion from one front to the side of another car. we can graph that. We have a total station that we use, and we can graph that, how much impact was on that vehicle. We can tell how fast these vehicles are moving when they do collide with each other.
Overall, grand scheme of things with the sheriff's office, why is having a team like this, a crash reconstruction or crash investigation team, why is that important to have with the sheriff's office, and what's kind of its kind of piece of the puzzle with how all the sheriff's office operates?
That's why I got into this world specifically, is we want to know what happened and why it happened so that we can give a final resolution to, so to say, victims portion, as well as just our general public, so that they know what is going on and they can understand it, and we can talk them in that fashion of, we can explain it to them. This is why things happened.
Very good. Anything else you wanted folks to know about the crash reconstruction team?
Just besides that, I mean, we're a very large asset to this office, and not only is it just the crash reconstruction portion, but with that, you know, we're utilized at crime scenes. We can operate a total station inside of a, you know, office or building or room, and we can document crime scenes as well. So it's a big, big tool for our office.
Very good. Sergeant Zidlow, enjoy Florida. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.